good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. She's living in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and her reflection today is entitled, Give Me a Break.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This difficult and perplexing gospel passage takes me back to myself as a child in Catholic grade in high school. One of my favorite classes was religion class. Not so much because I liked learning about God and spirituality, though I was a pious child. What I really liked was trying to stump my teachers by asking what I would call what-if questions relentlessly until I wore them down. An example would be when we were learning about the precepts of the church, one of which at that time was to abstain from meat on Fridays. So I might have asked a question like this. What if I bit into a piece of meat at 1 second before midnight on a Friday, but didn't swallow it until Saturday? And what if I died before I could go to confession? Would I go to hell? The object of this exercise was to imagine a situation that admitted of no good response, and thus to make the teacher look as if she were ignorant. Some might call this silly game casuistry. That is, trying to create a rule of morality based on a single case. I would just call it trick the teacher. As immature and obnoxious as that behavior was, I don't think it was any different from the questions posed to Jesus by the Sadducees. By setting up a hypothetical case of one woman obliged by law to marry seven men, one after the other, in order to beget children, and then my wondering which of those poor gentlemen might end up as her husband in heaven, they were being at least as ridiculous as I was as a child. Can't you imagine how Jesus was feeling as they challenged him with this situation? I can hear him saying to himself, Here we go again. When will this ever end? When will they get what I'm trying to teach them? Of course, Jesus was too polite to reprimand them or mock their position. His response was wise and very sensible, very clear. It's not about keeping earthly rules. It's not about worrying about what it will be like in the next life, who will be first and who will be last, who will win and who will lose. It's about life. Jesus himself tells us that he came that we may have life, and life in abundance. That's what matters to him, and he died so we might know the truth, so that we might be free of nagging questions and doubts and anxiety. So when will we get it?
Oh.